and it's one of the most efficient types of sewage treatment. It's a type of a system that can take a shock load. If all of a sudden, by gosh, while Johnny Carson is on break, all the toilets in the country flush. Or, you know, there,
yeah.
That would be a shock load, you see.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's pretty funny, yeah.
Or, if during the summertime when there's no school, if you want to, you can go over to the local dairy and get half a pickup load of manure and throw in it every week or something or like that, and make sure you keep your bacteria going.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And through my knowledge and yelling and screaming with that dadgum engineer,
mm-hmm.
I was able to get that type of a sewer system for the school district. There's no smell to it.
That's great.
And it was good enough that when they wanted to build another school, the mid-school, which faces on Talbot Street rather than, you know, the other one kind of faces on Central Street there. That's on the main campus there in Canyatil.
Mm-hmm.
That they built the school there because they had a good sewer facility there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that I done while I was on that board that I was proud of.
That's great. That is something to be proud of.
We built a high school while I was on the school board. I'm not particularly proud of that because the superintendent had his buddy as the engineer,
mm-hmm.
and the engineer was supposed to stay on the contractor to make sure it was well built. He didn't do it. Cinder block building and two or three years, big old cracks in the walls and things like that, you know. But how does one board member make a difference in a situation like that? The superintendent was supposed to be the liaison between us and the engineer.
Yeah, and you would have had to be looking out for the construction site yourself.
And I'm not enough of an engineer to know.
That's right, too.
So, you know,
it's hard enough to get a house built.
Some of the things they're building today, I'd be afraid to live in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really.
Can you tell me about this house? Like, did you have it built? Or?
Yes, I had it built. I went to a architect and had him draw the basic plans. That's basically floor plan is about all you get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went around and finally select this builder in Las Cruces. And he gave me a price on it. And I says, well, now that I want this and this and this, and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know what? He says, I better work for you. Cost plus 10% or something or other like that. I says, okay.